haystack peanut? Does that look like a haystack?
Well, we was right down there. When we was young, we had to plow, we'll plow peanuts up with a mule.
Mm-hmm.
And then have three, four, five back there shaking peanuts by hand.
Yeah.
Part and pile, and then take pitchforks and go down a pool like I showed you about that fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Except the peanuts, they could be about 6-7 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
They'd throw them up there with pitchforks around that.
Mm-hmm. Was there any, talking about your hay, was there any particular name for that wagon or cart that you used to bring in the hay from the field?
Not that I remember.
Just call it the wagon.
Just call it the wagon.
Hay wagon.
Have you ever heard the word hay rack used?
Yeah, I've heard hay rack.
Now, what is a hay rack?
It's where you pile your feed to feed the cows or something like that. What I'd think it would be.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever seen, talking about where you kept your hay, have you ever seen maybe another place, maybe outside the barn? You might have, oh, say, four poles and a roof, and you put your hay under that to shelter it. Was there a name for that thing?
I don't know, but we'll get a shed.
Just a shed. Mm-hmm. What about, do you have any particular names for maybe small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field?
I can't think now.
Mm-hmm. It's been so long since I had any idea. Just piled it up, made a kind of a great big pile, didn't you know?
Yeah.
That's before you stacked. You stacked fodder, but you didn't stack hay.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a haycock or something like that?
Hay what?
Haycock or a tumble.
I don't know.
Not familiar with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about some of the different kinds of animals that you'd have on your farm?
Well, cow and hogs.
Have had a few goats.
Not many of them.
I'm afraid about four. I like it.
Do people around here raise any sheep?
No, sir, none. None around anywhere close here.
Mm-hmm.
Down the wall.
Mm-hmm. And you say you kept your cows in a
pasture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way back, younger days, they just run loose in the woods anywhere they wanted to go.
Is that right?
Yeah, they come up at night.
They were counting over where his home was.
We were talking about this when I got here, but what do you call that building where you keep horses and nothing else? That's the...
Barn, that's
what
you call it.
It's down, there's a, what is this? Stop. There's something there, some other name for it.
Talking about a stable?
Yeah, the stables.
Yeah.
And barn, stables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, you were talking about, now, did you milk your cows inside the barn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or the cow shed.
Or the cow shed. Is that the place outside where you might milk your cows?
Yes, it'd be a shed, and I'd have a stall in there to feed her in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And while she's eating, you'd be okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Did you ever take any of your cows and pin them up somewhere until you got a lot of manure there and then use that for growing crops later?
Well, you used to have the barn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you call that anything in particular?
Fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. What does the word compost mean?
Compost, yeah.
Is that
compost
what it is?
And fertilizer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, compost mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about where you kept your cows. What about where you kept your hogs? What was that called?
It would just be a hog pen.
Hog pen?
A hog pen.
Was that open or did it have any kind of shelter?
Well, a lot of it was out in the open. Sometimes it'd be on the shed. Most of the time out open though.
Most of the time in the open. Mm-hmm. You mentioned a dairy a minute ago. Back before the days of refrigeration, what did people do with their, you know, things like milk and butter so that they wouldn't spoil?
Well, some of them let it down the well.
Put it down in the well? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people, if there was a stream nearby, people putting a kind of a trough or something in the stream where the water would run through it and putting their milk and butter in that?